What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Real Life Giga Chad Callum Von Mulger Attempted to Off Himself. Now, for those of you guys out there who don't know, Callum Von Mulger is a bodybuilder. He's 31 years old. I've actually heard about him a couple of years ago when I was living in LA, and he's this really, really hot guy. This is why I call him a Giga Chad. Well, the guy a couple of days ago attempted to commit suicide by jumping outside of a second-story building. He survived, but he is in critical condition, and of course everybody's praying for him, and so shall we as well, and we hope to God that, you know, he actually survives and makes a full comeback. Now, we need to ask ourselves, guys, why would a Giga Chad, a guy who's a 10 out of a 10, a guy who is a multi-millionaire, and he's probably a multi-millionaire. He has over 3 million followers on Instagram. He has a very, very successful YouTube channel. He won like Mr. Universe 3 times. He has a clothing line. I think he has a line of supplements as well. So this guy has everything a man can possibly want, like everything, money, looks, money, status. This guy has everything, yet he attempted to commit suicide by jumping outside of a window a couple of days ago, like I mentioned earlier. So we need to ask ourselves, why would a Giga Chad do something like that when everybody, including myself, watching this video, of course, everybody in the world, you know, not just me, not just you, but everybody, you know, we'd all love to be like Callum Von Mulger. We'd all love to be hot. In fact, Callum Von Mulger was referred to as Arnold Schwarzenegger 2.0. So we all know Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, forget the fact that he said screw your freedoms, but think of Arnold Schwarzenegger from back in the day before the whole lefty liberal thing with the Cameron and what have you. So for him, for Callum Von Mulger to be called Arnold Schwarzenegger 2.0, not to mention he played Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie, this just goes to show you guys that Callum had the world to himself. Everything you can possibly, you know how these guys in the Olympics, these figure skaters or these people who jump off the diving board, and the judges give them like 10, 10, 10, you know, maybe one judge would give them a 9, the other one would give them a 9.3, then another one would give them like an 8.5. Well, Callum, in his entire life, he had 10, 10, 10, 10. Looks, 10. Money, 10. Status, 10. You know, if a Red Pill Mary was going to rate LMS for Callum Von Mulger like he does with his hockey mask time videos, Callum Von Mulger would score the perfect number when it comes to looks, money, status. So here's what happened with Callum Von Mulger, guys, is that he couldn't stand the L. No, he didn't lose a Mr. Olympia or a bodybuilding contest. No, he didn't get divorce raped. It just, you see, guys, God in the Quran, and I know this is not a religious video, okay, but when I said it before, if religion is the only thing that can explain something, we're not gonna dance around it, we're going to go full head on to it, okay? See, God tells us, I try you with the good and with the bad. Now, Callum Von Mulger, he had nothing but good going for him in his life, and then when he got tried with the bad, that's when he just couldn't handle the L, you know. The reports I read, it said that he had a problem with his family, they kicked him out. The guy is fucking 31 years old, you know, so it's not like he's some 18-year-old misfit, you know. Of course not. He's far from it. But he just went through that rut in his life. And, you know, we all have a rut in our life where we're like, yo, man, what are we doing here, man? How did it get this bad, man? But, you know, most of us, we tend to bounce back from it. Unfortunately, Callum just could not take that L. Now, you guys take somebody like me. Obviously, unlike Callum Van Moger, it's a weird last name. You know, I don't have, I definitely don't have the looks, the money, don't have, status, I don't have. Yet, as you guys can see, I'm alive and well, thank God. Now, here's what you guys need to understand. Now, I'm talking about myself. You can probably relate to this as well, but I'm just giving you guys as an example. I, Amr Mitwali, I've had so many L's in my life. You see, guys, when you get an L in your life, it's like a vaccine. You know, when somebody says, Amr, you're a 3. You're a 3 out of 10 in looks. You know, that's a vaccine, okay? You know, when I have my own cousin destroying my business and, you know, stabbing me in the back, boom, that's a vaccine against backstabbers, okay? When I have an ex-wife who wanted to divorce rape me and put me on child support, you know, that was her plan, but thank God I got out of it. You know, that's a vaccine against hijabis and dirty, dirty women, you know. When I had other projects, you know, MGTOW TV is not my first project, guys, you know. I've had projects going back 20 plus years ago. In fact, I'm going to tell you something really quick. The sun's going down, so hopefully this will be a quick video. 20 years ago, like 1999, I was still in high school. I was selling computer products online. I still remember the name of the shop. It was called Pharaoh's PC, you know. It was a website I built, and I was selling computer products from it. And I was, of course, I wasn't making much money off of it, like one or two sales like a week, which is really nothing, especially when in the computer world you might make like what, a buck or two a product? That's nothing at all. But I was carrying these Taiwanese motherboards. It was called the Soltek, S-O-L-T-E-K motherboards, Soltek motherboards. And I was like the only distributor they had here in America because nobody knew who the F they were. And I don't remember how I found out about Soltek, but when I found out about them, I'm like, you know what, you know, let me be their distributor. That way, if they ever make it big, you know, I make it big with them. And eventually, somebody wrote a review saying that this is like the best motherboard in the market. And all of a sudden, guys, literally within 24 hours, my website was blowing up. You know, I've had people, you know, I was selling Soltek motherboards like hot cakes, you know. People were buying from me, man. But here's the thing. There was a company called Newegg.com. If any of you guys are into the whole computer thing and you buy computer products, you probably heard of Newegg.com, N-E-W-E-G-G.com. Newegg.com, guys, if you're into buying quality computer parts and you are looking for stuff that, you know, Amazon or eBay may not have or may not have at the right price, or they may not, because, you know, Amazon and eBay, these are not computer experts, but Newegg, even though they put me out of business, you know, if the time comes for me, Amr Mitwali, to build my own servers for MGTOW TV rather than leasing servers from other people, on all likelihood, guys, I'll probably go to Newegg.com and get the products from there. That's how reputable Newegg.com is. And they've been around for 20 plus years. So within a couple of days of me selling these Soltek motherboards like hot pancakes, Newegg.com, they started selling them, and bada bing, bada boom, you know, that pretty much put me out of business because everybody was gonna go to Newegg.com rather than this small, you know, unimportant, you know, loser nobody, I guess. So that was a vaccine for me when it came to failed businesses. So like I mentioned, guys, I've gotten so many L's throughout my life, and again, every L out there is like a vaccine. Now the thing is, you know, over time when you get those L's, you tend to not just develop you don't just develop tenacity, but you actually have conviction that hey, eventually something will stick. Now Callum von Moger, who probably never took an L in his life, he's not vaccinated against losses. So when he got that first L in life, and again, that first L wasn't him wasn't him losing a bodybuilding contest, it wasn't him, you know, running out of money, it wasn't him getting divorce raped, it was just, you see guys, here's the thing you need to understand. It's really not so much the L that you have to worry about. It's not cherishing the W. Let me say that one more time. It's not so much the L that you have to worry about. It's not properly cherishing the W. You take MGTOW TV. You know, I've been on computers trying to sell stuff on the internet for over 20 years. MGTOW TV was actually my first solid win. Granted, depending on the month, we probably end up losing money. Maybe we'll break even depending on the month. You know, I'm definitely not driving around in a G-Wagon, unlike a particular PUA out there who's going to remain nameless. Yo, homie, I'm Alpha. But the point is, I'm cherishing that W. Somebody like Callum von Moger, he doesn't cherish his W's. You know, he does. He's only 31 years old, and he's actually been, I've known about Callum von Moger, you know, as far back as 4 or 5 years. And that guy has been probably on top of the world since 2014, 2015, like 7, 8 years ago. So this guy was in his early 20s. And he was already accumulating W after another. W for winning a competition, W for getting sponsored, W for having Instagram followers, W for this, W for that. So eventually, guys, Callum von Moger, he just got so many W's, and he got them at a very, very young age that he never cherished any of his W's. So with me, Amer Metwali, I cherish the W, even though that W is actually causing me to lose money. Now, women are the same thing. This is what you guys out there have to understand, okay? Throughout the girl's teenage years and early mid-20s, it's nothing but W's for her. All she has is W, one W after another. Now, once a woman hits a wall and her looks dive off a cliff, then she's gonna start raking those L's. You see, to a woman, a W is sleeping with Chad, Tyrone, getting flown out to Dubai. Even though a woman in her 30s or even 40s and 50s can get some simp, she's just not gonna have the W's she had when she was 14, 15, 16. And you guys better believe that there are women out there getting paid for sex as early as 14, 15 years. Yeah, I know it's illegal, but bitches gonna do what bitches wanna do, regardless of what you, me, or God, or even the law says, okay? So imagine a woman having W's for about, you know, 10, 15 years of her life, and then all of a sudden, you know, she goes, she dives down. For example, you know, this young, hot, 20-some-year-old woman on OnlyFans making hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, how soon, how much longer can you continue getting those W's on OnlyFans, you know, with filters and Photoshop and stuff like that? You might push it into the 30s, yeah, but eventually you're gonna nose dive off of the W's, okay? Those W's are gonna become L's and they're never ever gonna become W's again, you know? So when somebody has a, when somebody dives off of the W's, you know, they don't cherish the W and the L. You see, women are too damn narcissistic to off themselves like Callum Van Moger attempted to do, okay? So what a woman ends up doing is that not only does she become bitter, but she settles for a beta male and she makes him his life miserable. See, this is what you guys out there have to understand. Like Austria D here on MGTOW TV said, if she's over 30, she can never love you. Let me say that one more time, okay? If a woman is over 30, she can never love you. And again, like Astra D said, these women have so many failed relationships. They're so jaded. You know, they have so much baggage going on that they simply cannot love you. Now, women never loved men, okay? Let's get that out in the open. But she can never ever cherish you, okay? Because after she hits the wall and takes a nosedive, you know, she never cherished those W's to begin with. So she's gonna start taking some L's. You come along and you might be the best L she has. In fact, you should really be a W for her. She's not gonna see you like that. This is what you guys out there have to understand, you know. A woman who does not cherish W's growing up and she's just getting one W after another and she's like, it ain't nothing for me to get W's, and all of a sudden she doesn't get the same W's and she starts getting some L's, you come along, even though you really should be a W for her, she doesn't see you as a W, okay? Now you guys take me for example. I was married to a hijabi. She was 25 years old. Apparently, you know, she had a life way different than what she told me, and she had a lot of W's ever since she started doing whatever she started doing. So by the time it came to be my turn, even though really by Egyptian standards I'm a W for her, to her I was an L. And when I realized that, I jumped on a plane, came back to America and divorced and served her divorce paper. The papers, this is what you guys have to understand out there, guys. And again, she was 25 when I met her. So this just goes to show you guys, a woman doesn't even have to be fucking 30 years old to not cherish you, okay? It could be 25. It all depends on how many cocks she had inside of her. You know, was she flown out to Dubai at the age of 21 and paid tens of thousands of dollars to get, you know, gang raped or some dumb shit like that? So if a woman doesn't cherish you guys, immediately throw her in the garbage can. There is no, well, let's go to therapy, let's make it work, let's give it another try. If a woman doesn't cherish you, you have to throw her in the garbage can. This is what you guys need to understand. I mean, Callum Van Moger, I mean, the guy freaking attempted suicide. We don't know if he's gonna live or not, you know. As of this video, which I'm probably gonna upload in the next 10-15 minutes, the guy's on fucking life support. So we don't even know if he's gonna survive or not. Heck, he might even be a vegetable, he might be paralyzed. We don't know. That's how bad it was for Callum Van Moger. So just like somebody like Callum Van Moger, who's a male who had everything perfect in his life, it's all tens, tens, and tens, it's all W's, you know. Once he got that L for him, it probably really wasn't an L, you know. He probably went through a, again, it's because he didn't cherish the W, you know. You see, guys, we all go through that time where we're like, hey man, what am I doing here, you know? Yeah, there were times for me early on with MGTOW TV saying, hey man, I'm losing like $1,000 a month, man, let me bail on this thing before it, you know, fucking puts me homeless, right? But then again, I was actually homeless at the time Because as you guys know, when I travel, especially when I was out in LA, San Francisco, you know, working 15, 16 hours a day, DoorDash, Grubhub, what have you, do you think I'm going to go live in a fucking apartment for $4,000 or $5,000 a month so I can sleep for 8 hours? No, might as well sleep in the damn car, you know, be as efficient as possible when it comes to saving money and making money. But again, because I've had L's before in my life, I was vaccinated against L's, so I just, you know, come on back, you know. So yeah, we all get that time where we go down a little, where we go down. But when you're like me, so many L's in your life, and L's in different categories, you end up getting a vaccine against all these L's, so you end up popping back up again. Now, one last thing before I close this video. Thinking Ape did a really, really good video just a couple of days ago saying the most important thing is Smart Max. Let me say that again. The most important thing is Smart Max. Not Looks Max, okay? Smart Max, okay? Because here's the thing, guys. You could be fugly, but if you're smart, it doesn't matter. Let me tell you something, okay? There are Asian people and Indian people who work with me on MGTOW TV. In fact, one of the Indian guys I'm working with right now, I've been working with him before MGTOW TV. I've been working with him on other projects, you know, going far back as almost, what, 7-8 years? 2014, you know, going on 10 years I've been working with this dude. Guess what? In those almost 10 years I've been working with this Indian guy, I Skype with him almost every other day just to make sure that the server is doing well. I never heard his voice. I never saw a pic of him. Let me say that one more time. The Indian dude who takes care of our server at MGTOW TV, I've known him going on for almost 10 years. I never heard his voice. I never saw a picture of him. And guess what? I don't care. Why? Because he's smart. If he is smart, you will benefit somebody, okay? Somebody will always hire you. Listen, guys, nobody's ever gonna say, ew, he's 5'4", bald Indian dude. We want to have nothing to do with him. If somebody is smart, we don't give a flying F about that, man. So this is why Thinking Ape is 100% right when he said Smart Max is the most important thing out there, guys. And this is what you guys need to understand. You know, stop wasting time trying to Looks Max, Gym Max. You know, all that stuff is important. Smart Max, okay? Because if you Smart Max, listen, you're not gonna win on day number one. You're gonna take some L's. And again, the more L's you take, the more your body or soul gets vaccinated against, you know, those points in life where you take a downturn, okay? Because, you know, we all take downturns. I mean, heck, just before I did this videos, I was writing code on MGTOW TV that was working, and then the code failed. You know, most people would get depressed, they'd get upset, they'd be like, oh man, I had this great code, it was working, and all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore, you know. Some people would even quit, but not me. Why? Because I was vaccinated against all those L's, and not only that, guys, see, it's not just being vaccinated against the L's, it's also having the mental capacity, the smart maxing, like Thinking Ape says, to be able to overcome. So I know, God willing, I'll be able to overcome my failed code, because I overcame a lot. And you guys have to understand, man, worst case scenario, if you have to go drive in taxi, so be it. If you have to, you know, open up the DoorDash app and work 15, 16 hours to make money until things start working out for you again, so be it. You know, people like, I'm vaccinated against homelessness. Homelessness doesn't scare me, guys, you know. If I have to live in this car and deliver DoorDash, so be it. It don't bother me. Heck, I'm honestly thinking of going up to Tennessee, traveling throughout the mountains of America, maybe going as far up as Pennsylvania, seeing some national parks. You think I'm gonna go sleep in a $100 hotel a night? Hell no, motherfucker. I'm gonna sleep in this car, you know? Sleep at the Walmart parking lot, you know, sleep at the freaking, what you may call it, rest area, you know, work a couple of hours, you know, make money enough for gas and freaking food. I'm good, baby. So, see, that's what happens when you're smart. When you're smart, you know you can hustle to get yourself at least on your foot. And when you are vaccinated, because here's the thing, when you are smart, Maxine, you're gonna take L's, okay? You know? See, a woman who's beautiful, she's not gonna take L's, okay? Beautiful women don't take L's. They only take W's until they're no longer desirable as they were when they were 18 or 14. And again, I know if she's under 18, she's illegal, but you know what? Bitches don't care. Do you have any idea how many women prostituting themselves and they're fucking 13, 14 years old out there, and that's the way they want it, baby? So if they don't care about you, they don't care about me, they don't care about God, they don't care about the law. But the point here I'm trying to tell to you guys out there is that these women up until the age of, you know, in my ex's case was 25, you know, up until the age where they're no longer desirable anymore, it's nothing but W's for them. And once they take that L, they just can't stand it. And instead of trying to do the, I don't want to say the right thing, and, you know, offing themselves, they end up making somebody else's life miserable until that person offs himself. So that's what one of the, that's what I wanted to tell you guys out there. You know, if you have taken, I'm look, at the end of the day, we all love to be Callum Von Moger, okay? When I moved out to Hollywood, guys, I told you, I've known a lot of Chads and Tyrones. These were young guys, you know, I was 21, 22 when I moved out to Hollywood. I've known a lot of Chads and Tyrones, you know, they lived in Santa Monica. They had an agent who was getting them, you know, modeling gigs. They had a manager making sure that they were eating right and staying fit. Man, I would have loved to have that type of life that they had. But if I had that type of life where it was nothing but W's, you know, would I be where I am today with MGTOW TV and what have you? So, you know, maybe, just maybe, guys, being a non-Chad, being a non-Tyrone is actually good for you in the long run. That's really what I'm trying to say. So, some food for thought for you guys. I'm gonna leave the article to Callum Von Moger in the description for you. If you wanna go, if you guys want to get to read about him a little more, you know, maybe send him some well wishes on IG or his YouTube channel. You know, he's a really good guy. Like I said, I studied him, you know, a couple of years ago when I was living in LA. In fact, I was actually going to the same restaurants he went to in LA because he was out of Santa Monica. But yeah, man, at the end, guys, you know, taking some L's, it's really good for your conviction. It's really good, especially if you have the smart max where you know, hey, worst case scenario, I can become a taxi driver, I can deliver DoorDash if I have to, like, fucking, you know, do what the Mexican people do. If I have to, I have to. So that's the point of the story, guys. Gotta be able to handle those L's. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.